This is Dr. Anita with another diamond moment. As we've been saying, diamonds are produced through time, heat, and pressure. And what we do with those diamond moments of our lives means everything. If we're spending our time on this ball in outer space and we're not learning anything, we're not growing, we're still making the same mistakes that we've always made because we're doing the same things that we've always done. Where does that place us? We've been looking at who we have around us because we've learned that water seeks its own level. Are those that are around you pulling you down, or are you lifting them up? We've also been looking at challenging the limiting behaviors of our lives, not accepting our weakness, but challenging those things because we actually have the opportunity to make our weaknesses our strong points. Are we giving away diamond moments to someone else who's becoming stronger and stronger as we become weaker and weaker? Are we looking to limit the discomfort in our lives to the point that we are no longer growing, that we are no longer in the process of becoming? And as we examine some of the questions that are set before us, hopefully we'll get some information. If we're the type of person that is willing to relinquish our lives to others, if we're the type of person that does not have the time to invest in our own lives, if we are the type of person who is going to always take the easiest route, the route of least resistance, the route that never challenges us, if we are the type of person who always desires that the difficulty is for someone else and not for us, what does the day-to-day decisions that we make say about us, say about our character, say about where we are? When we look around ourselves and look at our lives, what do our lives reflect of who we truly are? What do our lives reflect about our character? Because no matter where you go in this life, on this earth, on your journey, no matter where you go, the one consistent element is that you are there. No matter where you go, you are there. When you're looking around and thinking back about your life and maybe decisions that you make, whose fault is that? If things didn't turn out right or didn't turn out the way it was expected, whose fault is that? And if you can think back and there's a line of people to blame, and those people are never you, what does that say about your character? What does that say about your growth and your development? And what does that answer when you think back on why these things continue to happen to me? When you look back on your life, if you had it to do again, would you do things the same way? You know, sometimes there are decisions that we make in life, and in hindsight, everything is 20/20. It's as clear as day when you look backwards. But if you could go backwards and move forward again, would you make the same decisions? Would you do the same things? Have you learned? Have you grown in your decision making? Have you learned anything along the way? Have you ever thought about the fact that it's pretty much impossible to change your circumstances if you're not willing to change yourself. I've given you my life story and what happened to me and the small changes. We did one episode on a small change changes everything. And it truly does. Sometimes the situations in our lives, the decisions that we make can be turned on a dime with just a very small amount of evaluation, of looking at and being challenging and being critical of the way that we think, of the way that we do things, of the decisions that we make. It doesn't have to be a large thing. Sometimes it's a very small thing that makes all the difference in the world. If you remember, I gave you an example of a cake, a white cake, and you take one cup out of that entire bowl. You take one cup of chocolate and introduce it into that white cake batter. If you swirl it just a little bit, you'll end up with an entirely different type of cake. You'll end up with marble cake. If you continue to incorporate the chocolate into the white cake batter, the whole cake will become the same color as the chocolate. One small cup of chocolate changed the entire character of that bowl of cake batter. Now, if we use that same understanding in our lives and we can understand it doesn't take a big thing to change things, something very small can make all the difference in the world. When you go back and look at the major occurrences in your life and you ask yourself, who was responsible for where I am? Who did this? Why am I sitting here? I'm pretty sure that somewhere along the line, in some of these situations, you're going to find out that no matter where you go, there you are. And it was the decisions that you made. It was failing to accurately evaluate the character of the people around you. It was the fact that you continued doing the same thing over and over and over and believing somehow or another that you were going to get a different outcome. And when that didn't happen, when you continued getting the same thing that you've always had because you were doing the same things that you always did, it never occurred that maybe I need to change this situation. Maybe when that opportunity to make a decision confronts me, I can stop for a moment, get off of automatic movement, and critically think about what this decision is going to do and how it's going to reverberate in my life. When you get to the point where you're able to challenge those beliefs, those situations, then you're able to determine a different level. You have developed a different level, a different aspect, a different quality in your own character. You begin to be able to have boundaries. You begin to be able to speak directly into who is interacting with you in your life, whether you want to continue that or whether you have decided to opt out. Then you'll be able to see your role. Because once again, remember, when you point one finger at someone else, you have three that are pointing back at yourself. So when you ask yourself, if you had it to do again, would you do the same thing? Many times you'll get the clarity that you need to see where that decision-making process had faulty elements and also be able at that point to add this thing into the valuable raw diamond of your life. Once you're able to begin to process that information, you will now have something of great value. So, as I ask the question, how can you change your circumstances if you don't change yourself? It's a necessary part. It could be frightening. It could make you feel very vulnerable, very alone. But I guarantee it's a process that's worth going through. If you want to make a change in your life, can you sustain that change without changing the way that you think? I spoke with a lady a week or two ago, and she was talking about having to go on a diet. And she said, oh, that diet. I can't have this, and I can't have that, and I can't do this. And very, very upset about the diet. And as we've been saying, that one small change changes everything. Being able to modify your perception in order to determine whether or not something is a positive or a negative. And I began to talk to her about the fact that the diet was her friend. That diet was going to change her life to the point where she would have a better life. She'd have more mobility, better health, less medications to take. Being able to be there for her children and her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, hopefully. Being able to speak into the lives of those that were around her. Being able to be an example. And all it took was caring enough about herself to be able to accept the fact that getting your health in order is not a bad thing. It's a great thing. That it would give her a level of well-being that she hadn't had in many years. But you can't just think about it. You have to do it. You can't blame it on someone else. Oh, I became this size because the potato chips, somebody kept going to the store and bringing home potato chips. They could bring home the entire potato chip factory. And if you never ate one, it would never affect you. They could bring home all of the cakes. If you never ate the cake, it would never affect you. Taking responsibility for ourselves. Stopping the blame game. Somebody else did it. They were mean. I couldn't this. I didn't get. I wanted to. Somebody. Everybody was ahead of me. I didn't have what everyone else had. Well, if you didn't, then you may have to focus yourself and level the playing field. Because as we know, one small change changes everything. Please visit my website at www.DrAnitaMC.com. That's DrAnitaMC.com. And don't forget, you must invest in yourself. If you haven't already, please join me on wisdom.com and fanbase.com. I'm there. I give talks in real time on wisdom. You can ask me questions that I do answer on wisdom. And I'd love for you to join me there. Thank you. Until next time.